from Anshei Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Korach's congregation. The word congregation appears a lot in this parsha, Ve'edah, Adat Korach. In the Mishnah and Pirkei Avot, we even refer to Machloket. It's the debate between Korach v'Adato, Korach and his congregation. Who is the congregation of Korach? Who is, if he's the rabbi, who's the congregation? Is it all the Jewish people? Or just the 250 men who joined him, and Datan and Aviram? Maybe one other fellow who dropped out? Who is the congregation of Korach? This ambiguity appears in a number of places. It seems that Korach gathered all the congregation at the gate of the opening of the tent, at the Ohel Moed, at the sanctuary. He gathered everybody? Do you mean that all the Jews were involved in the sin of Korach? Do you mean that Korach succeeded in mobilizing all the Jews against God? Or was it a more limited rebellion? And then God says, "Ibadlu mitoch ha'edah v'achalel v'achalel tam karaga." Go away, separate yourselves from this evil congregation, I'll wipe them out. Whom was he proposing to wipe out? Was God thinking of wiping out just those involved with Korach? Or were those involved with Korach, Korach's congregation, were they the entire congregation? Moshe interprets it the worst way possible. Maybe you have to interpret that way when there's a matter of life and death. You have to interpret the most strict way. And he says, I mean, if only one person sins, will you get mad at everyone? The entire congregation? All of the Jews? So Moshe assumes that it's all the Jews who were under the threat of death in the story of Korach. Finally, at the end of the story, toward the end of the story, Torah says, look, you shouldn't do this anymore, and we're going to put the fire pans of these 250 men, we're going to put that as a overlay of the altar, a copper altar. And everyone should remember, Lo yeh k'Korach v'achadato. There shouldn't be people like Korach and his congregation. Again, this eternal mitzvah to remember Korach. Firstly, why do we need an eternal mitzvah? We're not the congregation of Korach. If the only Korach congregation were those 250 men, they died. A fire swept them up. So then why do we need to worry about that? We don't need to remember that. We weren't involved in the problem of Korach. And what does it mean? Who is the congregation of Korach? Ramban says yes. He disagrees with Rabbeinu Hananel, takes the more limited congregation, and he says no, it was a big congregation. He wanted to kill everybody. Why? Because they doubted Moses. At first they said, Korach is a megalomaniac. But then they said, everyone will have a showdown, and we'll see. Maybe we could reclaim the idea of the firstborn, that every family would have a firstborn, every family would have a representative as a Kohen. Sounds like a good idea. They too were questioning Moses. Just that Moshe's claim was that his congregation was much smaller. Namely, Moshe was claiming that it's really Korach who did it. Ha'ish echad yechta is really one person's sin. What do you mean? Everybody gathered at the tent. They all wanted to see, you know, what would happen. It's like when someone's doing a daredevil stunt. Everyone wants to see what's going to happen. Why do you want to see? What's the question? Of course God is correct. Moshe is correct. But they weren't sure. They were meharim achar hashchina. They were wondering about God, wondering about Moses, wondering about the Torah. But Moshe says, only one man sinned, because he's the mesit, he's the mefateh, he's the great seducer. He is the one who seduced the Jews to go in that direction. It's really only his fault. His congregation is not a broader congregation. He may have a following, but they were just tricked into it. Don't fall for that. Of course, God accepts that to some degree. The Ketav Sofer, the son of the Chasam Sofer, he says, God accepted this idea of Moshe that only one man actually sinned and his small congregation. But in the future, he says, in the future, I expect you not to fall for that type of stuff. In the future, you shouldn't be like Korach. In this context, that means in the future, when someone tries to take you away from God, away from the Torah, don't fall for it again like you did in this story. That's the mitzvah. Lo yekir Korach. You shouldn't be like his congregation, like all the Jews who fell for it. Don't be like that in the future. I believe it was the Rashba who was once asked the question. There was a man in the community who seemed to have visions from God, prophecies. God would tell him things, and he would write them down. He would give lectures about all the things God was telling him. And they said, Rabbi, I mean, could it be that he's a prophet? I mean, what do you think? So he said, no, we have a principle that a prophet has to be a chacham. A prophet has to be a wise man, and therefore this person cannot be. And number two, we as a Jewish people have a special antennae. A special antennae are always alert for charlatans, always alert for fakers. And we don't fall for that kind of thing. Now, what does it mean, lo yiyah kekorach? Shouldn't be like Korach. So all kinds of interesting interpretations. One is, shouldn't make machlokas. If someone starts a big feud in a congregation, a broader congregation, smaller congregation, capital C, small c, they're being like Korach. And that's part of this mitzvah. But Rashi says, it's someone who, cholek al kahuna, someone who questions the kahuna. And he says, it's like Moshe, whoever brings this incense when they shouldn't, like Uzziah, he got leprosy. And Moshe also, he got leprosy. So everyone tries to understand the Kli Yakar. He says, what does it got to do with Moshe? Moshe didn't question the kahuna. He didn't question the Moses at the burning bush, wondered if he should be the leader. But he didn't question the Kohen. So one might suggest that yes, Moshe was supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. He was supposed to be the high priest. He was supposed to be Aaron. It was only because of Moses' refusal that Aaron became the high priest. So he was disagreeing with God about the choice for the high priest. Such an interesting possibility. Or that he's just disagreeing with God. And therefore, he is similar to Uzziah, who wanted to be a Kohen. And he also, in thinking that people wouldn't listen to him, he is also like Korach. He is acting in a Korach-like fashion where there's an idea of people who are against God, against the leader. Moshe thought, he was sort of anticipating this Korach type of thing by saying, I don't want to be the leader. I anticipate Korach's in the future. So he landed out with leprosy like those who question the kahuna. But finally, what is lo yiyah kekorach based on this Ramban? It's the idea not to question God and his choices. Don't be fooled by the charlatans of this world. Don't believe those who say, you know where your salvation lies? It lies in some quickie. You can get out of Judaism with just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Those who somehow try to twist Judaism into something, some new kind of, newfangled kind of an idea. We, the Jewish people, have not fallen for that. We didn't fall for it in the days of the Talmud. We didn't fall for it in the Middle Ages. We didn't fall for it in more modern times. And we need to continue to be vigilant. Lo yiyah kekorach v'chadato. We shouldn't fall for the seduction of newfangled ways, easier ways, ways that are not in consonance with the traditions of our forefathers, with the Torah that's been transmitted through the generations. Lo yiyah kekorach v'chadato. We don't want to be part of that congregation. Who's the congregation of Korach? Is it all the Jews, or is it just his small group? That depends on us. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Elam congregation for a discussion of Korach. Join us each week for the discussion of the Parsha, the various holidays, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Today's session is indeed in memory of Andrew Siegel, whose Yahrzeit is held this coming month, the 19th of Tammuz. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.